Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Guess who's back?
I'm back.
It's Ed Drosty.
And Hauling Ass is back.
And I'm Lara, and this is Hauling Ass. We're back.
We're back, and honestly, I don't think I'm ever going to go away again. But I loved the drama of saying it's over, because I'm all for the theatrics of calling it 6 episodes and then being like, that's it.
The classic, as your girl forecasted, the classic Drosty move is in it's over and refuse and maybe I'll never come back. But really, whenever he says that, it absolutely actually is insured.
Guaranteed I'll be
a
back.
A guaranteed return.
If I said, oh yeah, maybe we can do more, that might mean I never
yeah,
would do
that. Yeah, that could mean, that's but when refusal, you really have to have your alert on high.
Yeah, a pure me saying it's all done, like say goodbye to the end of an era, yeah. Means it's not over.
Means I want you to continually say how much you miss me.
Yep.
And when enough people have given me the attention I crave, then I'll return for even more.
Well, also,
attention.
Once I got a new Hall of Candles,
I know, also
sort
we
of
have,
part of it.
Hauling Ass may be over, but the haul actually has never stopped.
Yeah.
Because I've been now on a candle buying tear of my
I'm own. I've got seriously hot tips for this episode to spew out.
About so
where to get candles and cheap.
We have had a lot of discoveries, but the biggest, craziest thing that has happened to us is that we our wishes came true and we were invited to the Byredo store opening
in WeHo
on Melrose.
That was truly, I was anxious about it for weeks, excited because I had a dinner reservation for Simon that was like one of those prepay restaurants, which was like really annoying. I never want to do it again, but it was like really hard to move it and I had to move it because I couldn't miss a Byredo store opening.
No, it's not to be missed. Somehow the PR people for that represent Byredo, the head of U.S.
North America
managed to hear an episode of Hauling Ass and then told one of the other executives, you need to listen to this, and not only invite them to the store opening, but send them candles.
So we were sent candles.
Yes.
Which lovingly.
Could have caused big rifts in the friendship,
but we figured out a way to figure it out.
We made some deals with each other, yeah, and we both walked away feeling pretty good about it.
And like, it was a little awkward because they also knew that in the beginning I was not a Byredo head.
Yeah, Ed's Byredo journey has been a winding road.
At this point now, by the end of this episode, we can successfully review every single Byredo candle that's out there.
Yeah, we've smelled every single one and have opinions. Except I don't feel comfortable reviewing ones that aren't physically with us.
Okay, that's fair.
Because
but I can
don't
give you like a hint. A
yeah, but
review.
I can only say like if you like this, you might like this. Because right. I think that a bunch of them kind of smelled the same after a certain point.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to lead anyone astray.
Also, I want to just say shout out to Matches because we went to the Freeze Art Fair earlier that day. Got a free $200 Matches card we can use on candles.
Yeah. And now you've ventured above and beyond
to the next level,
to the
price,
next
point.
Level price point of candles.
Because our friend Ashley, who's amazing, Ashley Hildreth, she was like, have you heard of Perfumer H? And I was like, no. And she was like, it is the end all be all delicious perfection of candle from London. Retails for a whopping $150 to $180.
Mm-hmm. For a candle the size of a diptyque.
No, they're the size of the Byred.
Okay.
They're big. They're like the size of a Byredo / Seer, but still shocking.
More than a Seer.
But if you go to London, apparently you can get it for £85, which nets out being like $115. So
okay, so the best deal is to just fly
to
London. Because we really haven't hauled a lot of UK-based candles.
I'm really excited to experience Perfumer H because the descriptions are quite frankly my favorite type of thing. It's nature-based, similar to Field Apothecary, but with a high-end twist.
Yeah. So I'm really excited.
And if anyone knows a connection there, please tell
us. Yeah, let us
love
know.
Some
let
Perfumer
us know.
H's.
We don't have those here to review, but we're just telling you like that's
future
where it's
future episode.
At. Meanwhile.
If I decide.
Meanwhile, I finally bought a Byredo of my own at the store opening. Yeah. Wait, but also, okay, tell the readers about some deals that you've discovered.
Okay, so...
because Byredo famously doesn't do any sales.
We asked, at the store, they were like, no, we don't have sales.
Yeah.
Then they were like, we have events. And I was like, what does that mean?
That just means like
is there
you
a sale
come,
at the event?
Maybe they give away a candle, because they did give away
They gave us away a candle at the store opening. Everyone got one named after the address at the store. And it turns out it's just Treehouse with a different sticker on it, which kind of bummed me out. But you know what? I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I won't be mad about it.
I'm not mad.
I would love
a custom
for
one,
it to
though.
Be a custom or like Woods or Vanquish or one of the ones that I think everyone can agree are the best Byredos.
Yeah.
So it feels a little
Treehouse
bit like
is wildly popular for some reason.
Treehouse is a wildly popular one.
I don't get it.
I would have even liked it to be Bibliotheque because I'm a Bibliotheque head, and I realized the thing that I like most about Bibliotheque is that when I light it and the scent fills my house, it reminds me that I'm an author and that I'm a New York Times bestseller.
That is a safe feeling.
And that
to
makes
know.
Me feel really safe. So
it's a good reminder.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a reminder. When you've become a New York Times bestseller, it's not going to stay with you 24/7. You might think you'll never forget, but sometimes you forget. And
you
it
do.
Takes an 85.
I sometimes forget that I had two albums debut in the top 10.
I know. So what candle do you light to make you remember that?
Well, when we get to the genres, we'll talk about that. That's in a different section of the app.
Yeah. So that is...
I'm almost afraid to tell everyone about my special new deal hunt. But I'll tell them.
Well, you're...
because it's mean not to.
You are...
I kind of got all of them already.
So all over it. You snatched up everything, and I've been checking since you told me, and there's been nothing.
Yeah, I
okay,
really...
Okay, so share...
So I just decided one day, just, you know me, wild ideas. I decided to check out Poshmark again and be like, let's see what's there. Logged on, and there were a ton of full, new... Byredo candles that I would just haggle low, troll style, and usually win.
I love that.
Basically, I got most of them for about $30 to $35, but one, the biggest win of all, was someone just listed a brand new Woods candle for $20, no haggling necessary. Just give me the $20 and I'll
Woods.
Send it.
Wow.
There was no need to worry. It was like once you committed to the purchase, you knew you were getting it.
I think that, you know, what they did is that... I'm pretty sure they just didn't understand what kind of candle they were truly dealing with. Mm-hmm. And they just happened across a candle. They were like, I don't like this. Yeah. $20, get it out of my life forever. And then you swooped in and got it.
Yeah. And then on the flip side, there's really annoying people selling empty Byredos for $40.
Mm.
Which is honestly a culture of insanity. And since I check the app all the time, no one buys them.
No.
So I'm kind of unclear why
is the
people think there's a market for it, but seemingly no one's buying them.
And these people that list empty candles, it's not like they burned all the candle, then cleaned out the vessel, and then you're going to buy like a totally clean vessel. It's just like the candle burned out, and I'm going to sell you my smoky, waxy, dirty
sometimes they
vessel.
Clean it out
sometimes they do,
but honestly it's just a black glass with a sticker on
it's
it.
It's not like a diptyque vessel seems iconic
especially
to me.
The ones that are limited edition,
and you can like use those as we discussed for your
q-tips
or it can become a bathroom accessory. The Byredo ones, they are not good repurposing.
No,
they're just like a throwaway.
They look great when they're in action, but they don't need them
action,
around.
No, you don't need
so
them
sorry
around.
By Raids.
Sorry, that's where that. They actually are failing.
Yeah.
That's a huge blind spot for Byredo if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, and I think you might be, one, I just want to say thank you for the invite. Two, to the person that we met at the party, they promised to send us more candles that are laying around the office. So honestly, that makes me feel peak safe in 2020 knowing that we've got an inside hookup that will just have an intern send us leftover candles on the
side.
Yeah,
it's really nice, especially when you know that Byredo never does sales or
zero
deals.
Sale.
Yeah, and refuses to even be sold in like any other Candelier. Store other than Byredo.
Or like high-end department
or like
store.
Net-a-Porter. That's about it.
They're not even on Matches.
I do think at one point I was doing a Poshmark ad, but that was from like 2018. But maybe there's a code babe that still works for it. So if you go on Poshmark and you need to like go see what the candle situation
hot tip
is.
Though, there are really good deals on hand creams from Byredo on Poshmark too.
Oh yeah. And you got some perfumes. You found some good perfumes
I got
on there.
A tulip. Is it tulip? It's right over here. Tulip Byredo. The large size, which retails I think for $265.
Mm-hmm.
I got it for $45.
That's a good deal.
She was just finally, she, I guess no one had bought it for a while, and she was just like, I'll take it.
But you also started a lot of drama on Poshmark.
Which
can
I love.
Talk about, can we talk about the feuds that you got into?
Because I was so incensed. I was so incensed by, I don't know if I have the messages, by the fact that people were selling empty candle vessels for $40 when I was scoring new ones for $35, that I started to troll and be like, lol, who's buying that? And then they'd be like, stop it, you're mean, you're so rude, like, loser, like, get a life. And I'd be like, you get a life. And then they block me, and it was a pure Poshmark brawl.
Yeah, you would troll them and then get blocked, and you would also lowball them. For
so
like,
low.
Like, Ed's
I offered for like a $500 Gucci candle, I offered like $40.
And then you got blocked for that.
Yeah. But honestly, I bet she hasn't sold it.
The best thing to do... on Poshmark is to just like lowball your life away,
because honestly, because
someone might
the point
say
is
yes.
they often accept it.
Yeah,
I mean, now there's going to be thousands of people from this pod checking it out.
I tried to lowball for a Lalabo Santa Palo Santo candle.
Did you get it?
No, I think I offered 35 and then it sold for 34, which I think is pretty rude.
That is rude. That's really rude.
It's fucked up.
Oh, I have to review. Okay, anyways.
Okay, so should we...
So wait, I want to talk a little bit more about the store opening.
Oh, yeah.
So first things first, it's a real random who's who of who's who.
There were celebs there, mm-hmm. like Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Jason Statham was randomly there. He seemed to be enjoying himself. Kate Bosworth, but I feel like she's just like everywhere. Like those.
And then I think
things.
There were probably more famous people we didn't recognize.
There was a heavy duty. I think there were a lot of rappers there.
There was a hip hop element.
There was a total hip hop,
which I didn't know about Byredo.
Well, Byredo, yeah, it's
well,
like
we did find out some intel.
We did find out some really good intel.
So, anyways, the design is amazing. The canapes were okay. The
champagne was good.
Champagne was delicious. It was crowded, but energetic. We kind of felt awkward, but we made friends with the people trying to sell us stuff because they bawled. And they were chic and dressed like minimal and like definitely ready to like sell us goods.
Something I don't understand about Byredo is like the leather goods element of it.
A TBD.
Because like I personally probably wouldn't. I would love a candle holder.
$450.
If anyone's listening that wants to fund a candle holder, I'll take one in the camel color, please. Now that I have a candle, like multiple Byredos, I think I need a candle holder.
Yeah. $450, easy price point. Mm-hmm. What I love too is that Byredo has mini candles, and they also decided to not let a mini candle go unholded.
Yeah, so they have a candle holder for the mini candle too. And I think it's a real power move to buy candle holders.
Power move.
For multiple hundreds of dollars.
Talk about literal safety.
To make sure that your candle is safe to travel. I think when we go to South Africa...
Well, if someone sends us... If you're listening, Byredo, I'll take the...
If any are laying around the
office... I like the solid blue one.
Okay, I like a solid blue for a mini, but a camel color for a full size.
I mean, maybe I'll take camel. I don't know. I'll take whatever.
Yeah.
To be honest,
that's laying around the office, just feel free to send it to us.
Yeah, please don't hesitate at all. I'm serious. I'll take anything. Then I'll sell it on Poshmark. Just kidding.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, okay, wait. Let's start with a shocking candle that both of us are still really on the fence about.
So this is one of my ones that I got for deep discount on Poshmark.
So you just started buying whatever you could.
If I could get something for 30 or lower, I would take anything just to try it out.
Yeah. So you got this candle.
Which is kind of insane, but.
It's insane. Yeah. But we all know that
I'm insane.
You've gotten insane with candles. Yeah. I'm glad that after your egregious candle spending, it's somewhat paid off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good, it's, you're by no means balanced out.
No, I have not.
Not even like you're, I wouldn't even say you're like 5% balanced out.
I think maybe 10% I am.
Okay. But like, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So you bought this candle Carousel.
Yeah. Which honestly, I would never have bought full cost because the description did sort of alarm me. But I thought to myself, it was so cheap. I think I got this one for under 30.
I love that.
Because I think this smell, there's a lot of them around. Because I think a lot of people have buyer's remorse with Carousel.
Carousel, I think, is a universally, among the people that we spoke with,
yeah,
universally disliked.
Yes.
Amongst staff, amongst PR, amongst just randos that we talked to, yeah, both of us. We truly could not find a single person that liked Carousel.
We had to figure out why did Carousel still exist.
Yeah, and we were like really racking our brains because there was no one that we interfaced with that was like, God, I love that one. It's a little weird, but like, I love it. So we were talking to one of the shop girls and we're like talking about our fave candles. And then we were both like, Carousel's kind of trash. Like, why? Like,
who's buying it?
Yeah. We were like, we don't like it. And she's like, I don't either. And we were like, who actually likes this candle? And it turns out it's Kanye West's favorite candle.
Loves it. He buys tons of it.
He's single-handedly keeping Carousel alive. And I think he just loves it to be burning in the stew or wherever he is.
At that minimal home, I can just see Carousels everywhere raging.
That was honestly a shocking revelation.
He was supposed to come.
He had RSVP'd, yes. And I would have been sad to miss him, but then he didn't show.
Yeah.
So Carousel.
He's a Carousel head.
And it basically stays alive to soothe Kanye and make him feel safe.
Yeah.
But so,
which is a power move on his part.
It's a huge power move.
We don't actually know this for sure, but that's our theory.
It's total hearsay.
Yeah.
I mean,
we know that he loves it.
We know that he loves it.
I believe he's keeping it alive.
I believe he's keeping it alive. And I always am shocked to know what candles make people feel safe. Like when Beyonce we found out Beyonce Vanilla Diptyque was shocking and disappointing. And then I have to be honest, finding out that Kanye liked Carousel this much was shocking and disappointing. But then since I'd been gifted a Carousel, I was just like, okay, I'm going to burn this and try and make myself love it.
Which was what I did too.
So first I sat it next to me because the first time I smelled it was instant headache. And then nausea, like migraine level. And I was like, I refuse to take this, like out of the gifts that were sent, like this one goes to Ed.
This is what we were definitely having an issue about.
I was like, I cannot have this candle in my life, period. Then Ed and I.
But I already had one.
He already had one, which didn't matter to me. But then he had a candle that I wanted. So we brokered a deal where he would get Apocalyptic and Vanquish. And I would take Bibliotheque and Carousel in return. And a candle that he had called Saffron.
Which we'll be reviewing.
So then I was like, okay, I guess I'm just in it. Like a Byredo that I don't like is better than no Byredo, I guess.
Yeah.
So then, once I found out that Kanye loved it, though, that kind of changed.
Yeah, right?
Then I was like,
intrigued to burn it.
I was like, okay, maybe I prejudged and I need to take a step back.
I had a dream about Carousel before I knew about Kanye.
So I sat with Carousel just open but not burning next to me for like 2 hours just to kind of normalize and get used to the fact that it was going to be around for a while. Then I lit it and the throw. It hurls.
It really goes.
It hurled throughout the entire bottom floor of my apartment. Like you
Carousel
could smell
knows
it.
How to swing out.
Yeah. It punches.
Yeah.
And then.
Which is not exactly what I was hoping for.
I was kind of just like, okay, like this is more of the scent and it's a little less offensive to me, but it's not my favorite. Would I ever buy it again?
Is it candied rhubarb or something?
Okay. Here's the description. A scent evoking the dizzying effect of a carousel. That's exactly what it does. Yeah. It makes you very dizzy. A whirlpool of orange peel, rhubarb, cardamom, and fresh fig balanced by a touch of cyclamen, some pale woods, a little vetiver, and amber. I would say where they're losing me is like a rhubarb cardamom moment. That's where Carousel goes off the rails and does become a dizzying effect.
If this had been a more like burnt orange, I would have loved it more.
Or an orange blossom, but that like that
it's
rhubarb
so sweet.
Smell.
It's so candy.
It's a candy sweet.
Ugh, so sweet. I mean, I relegated it to the downstairs bathroom so that my guests feel safe seeing a premium product recklessly burning for them.
Yeah. It's a podcast burn for me. It's a writing. I can burn it while writing and just like get dizzy.
Just pass out.
Yeah.
And not finish your writing.
And not finish a single thing and just try, because I'm spending so much energy trying to like it and never quite getting there. I honestly have to give it a C-.
I have to give it a D.
Okay. I was being nice because I really want to give it.
But you know what? They know that we love Byredo. Yeah. And quite frankly, someone listening is going to buy it just because Kanye loves it.
And you know what? You might, if you're really into all those things that we just said, buy it.
Yeah.
I mean,
they know that I'm a Byredo ambassador.
Yeah. What I do appreciate is a massive throw. That yeah. And I'll stick by a C-, because you're getting points for throw.
I was going to join you at C-, and then just took another whiff right now and was reminded of it again and notched it down.
It's better when it's burning.
True.
It's less offensive. And then the woodsy kind of more nature-y elements come out in the burn. I don't
smell the woods.
Well, you have to burn it and smell it. You've been burning it and putting it away from you, as far away from you as possible.
Yeah. I feel like it mixes well with the brew.
It's a really good brew cover-up. Yeah. A good bathroom burn. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay, so first of all, the layout is amazing. All the candles are in a row, and I just went ham hog. I needed to smell them all. I was grabby, pushy, frantic.
I love just describing like a store that sells candles, and all the candles were in a row.
Yeah.
Like, what else would they be?
TBD, they could be separated.
Okay.
There were some other limited edition ones I still don't understand.
Yeah, but I think they just slapped a different label and those were actually just like Byredo scents. Okay, so let's move on to
Let's move on to saffron.
Okay, yeah.
So
saffron's what I accepted in return for giving Ed.
And I had two of it.
Yeah, and you had two. So it actually worked out to be a pretty good deal. And then I was walking away with three Byredos instead of two. So yeah. That worked out for me. Saffron smells like saffron.
Saffron is just straight up saffron. And I like the smell of saffron, but it's a little too food oriented for me. So I kind of wish that I had a house with a huge kitchen or something different. And then it would be really work for me in that space. It's very like kitchen centric to me.
For me, yeah, it reminds me, but it transports me.
Yeah, so,
like,
it does transport.
It's like a big kind of stone and wood kitchen where like stews are brewing. There might be a fireplace
it's like a
in 5 the kitchen.
PM sun coming in.
Yeah. And like there's wine and like a big loaf of bread and some cheeses. And it's just like you walk into that kitchen, you feel really safe because it's in a castle. Or like
I think saffron's a good candle.
Woodhouse. I
give it a solid B.
I give saffron a B plus. I really enjoy it. Let's read the description. It's foodie, but
it's foodie.
It's not offensive. A scent evoking one of the most colorful and delicate spices. Soft notes of sweet saffron and black pepper blend with labdanum, fragrant violet, amber, and creamy vanilla. Food.
It's food. It's good. It's good food.
Yeah.
If you're feeling foodie, go for it.
And it's like a good, it's a really cozy scent, like a cozy nighttime scent.
Yeah, it's definitely
cozy. It's not a daytime burn.
It's not a morning.
Unless you're literally in a kitchen, in a castle.
Or, I don't even know.
Yeah, like a bigger kind of.
Somewhere exotic and far off.
Yeah.
But.
I like it, but I love saffron as a scent anyways. So I was happy about that.
So then we also have Loose Lips, which for me was also another Poshmark one that I was like convinced I wasn't going to like it. And it turns out Loose Lips is a major addition to my favorite Byredos of my like, basically for me, the Byredo candles are like half I'm obsessed with and the other half I'm like okay with. And then there's Carousel.
But also Amber Japanese.
I can't rate Amber Japanese yet.
Okay.
I would like to get one in my own hand. So if you have any around the office, please send.
Okay, so Loose Lips, a scent evoking a velvety lipstick imprint, a vintage fragrance of rose and violet petals reminiscent of the vibrant makeup of the 1980s, enriched with a touch of Morello cherry, iris root, and rice powder. This basically smells like lipstick.
And it's so good.
It smells like your mom's lipstick.
In the best way possible.
In the best way possible.
It makes me feel sexy and safe.
It's a really sexy, it's a good like getting ready scent. I just smelled it and felt sexy again. It reminds me that I'm sexy. Sexy is my key word for 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I now consider this in the canon of Byredo where I need more of these to feel safe.
And you feel unsafe now that it's burned
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I'm like, you only have a third left. I give this an A.
Yeah, and I give it an A too.
Like, I really like Loose Lips. I mean, it's maybe not for everyone. You can actually just find out what this smells like by just pulling out a lipstick and smelling your lipstick.
We'll pull out an old, like, old you lipstick. Need like a Chanel lipstick or something. Like an old scent.
Like waxy.
Or like a YSL, like an old waxy. It's like a very waxy lipstick scent.
It's really good though.
Yeah.
And the throw is vibey and like it just
does. It have a good throw?
It does.
Okay.
It's a medium throw.
Medium throw. It's not a carousel throw.
No. No other one of these has a carousel throw. Actually, Vanquish has a very big throw.
But yeah, it's a really good one. It's an A for sure. Yeah. Let's do Peyote Poem.
Okay. This one I'm warming up to more and more. I need to smell it lit to make a final judgment, but Lars won't light it for me.
No, I'm not. Ed wants me to throw myself on the cross and light this candle for a brief moment and then tunnel it just so he can smell. I refuse. This transports me to kind of like a desert psychedelic moment. And it's spicy. I like it a lot.
I would give that a B+, but I feel like if I burned it, it might go up to an A-.
Native to Mexico, the peyote cactus is an emblem of the psychedelic era. With its pink flowers, it's said to have hallucinogenic powers, a spicy ode to the creative exuberance of the mind liberated from its ostensibly ordinary fetters. This is a mind-opening, a writing candle where I'm going to light it and I'm going to get deep and then I'll be able to finish what I couldn't finish when carousel was burning.
I'm desperate. Please, people, if you have any around the office of this, I'm keen on this one. Keen to try it. Real keen.
So yeah, until it burns, it's hard to say, but right now it's an A- for me.
So then we also have, from my Poshmark journeys, vintage discontinued Byredo scents.
Yeah.
One called Altar from Christmas 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it?
Yeah, I found an altar description. The Catholic Church and its smells are a vivid memory from my childhood. Ben Gorham. That was a direct quote.
He was there.
Notes. The top notes are clove buds, heart, carnation, ylang, base, papyrus, Haiti, vetiver. It smells like an incense.
Yeah. It's vibey though. There's like a funk to it. And I wonder if that's because it's an old candle or whether that's like part of there's a funk to it.
Yeah. There's a funk underneath. I think just because that's part of the candle.
I need to light this.
I like this a lot. This is a Christmas holiday candle to me, which is a little bit, you know how I feel about holiday candles.
I like them. I mean, I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to burn this. I need to go somewhere snowy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a Christmas tree up again.
I would say go back.
I would say go back
to the A-frame. Take that with you. Pack it in your candle holder. Hopefully there's one lying around.
I give this an A-.
I give that a B-.
Oh, you said you really liked it.
I like it, but I don't love it. And I wouldn't buy that.
Intrigued.
And I couldn't buy it because it's out of stock. It's limited edition. It's no longer available.
Then we have another limited one called Gingembre. I think just means ginger. This is must be holiday too because it's basically like a gingerbread man cookie.
It's one of three candles from the brand's Amber collection.
Oh. Still available?
No. Sold out.
Gingembre. Also, I want to note that Altar's in a red container and Gingembre's in a tan one. That's unlike all the other black Byredo ones that we have. It's important to note.
Patchouli, vanilla, dark amber. The opening note of spicy ginger sets the scent apart. Let me smell.
That's another food one. It's a kitchen one. Similar to Breakfast in
Leipzig. I like this one.
Breakfast in Leipzig by Diaz and Durba.
I like a ginger moment. This is a good daytime burn.
Yeah.
This is a daytime.
It's a daytime like fall.
Yeah.
In like New England burn. Mm-hmm. Like Cape Cod, cozy, the leaves are changing.
Yeah.
And like you're putting on like another layer to go out on a walk.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
I give it a B+.
I give it a B.
which concludes all of the Byredos that we have. We smelled some other ones there. Loveless smelled great. Tuberose family.
Yeah.
Amber Japonaise, unclear. We need to sort that out.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. But
so there was, what was the other one we smelled? I think that's all of them.
Yeah, but we can't really review anything that we don't have here. No, no, no.
I just wanted to say. So to conclude, after months and months, I've really come to terms with what my top Byredo picks are. I'm going to rank them right now.
Okay.
Number one
top
is
three.
Fleur.
Just do top three.
Fleur Fantôme. Number two is Woods. They're almost tied.
Mm-hmm.
Three and four, Vanquish and Apocalypse, and followed by Loose Lips.
Wow. I love that. I'm still figuring mine out. Because I'm newer to the Byredo game. I've resisted for a long time. Finally bit the bullet at the store opening. But it took them expressing their love for me to express my love for them in monetary terms. So... we're now, it's like a quid pro quo. So now we'll just have to check in. Yeah. My Byredo journey is just beginning.
And I hope it continues to go on for both of us via our friends at Byredo now.
Mm-hmm.
We would love
I think they understand.
Also, I want to say all the ones that are in my top five, all are A's or A pluses. So for me, they're just a win-win. You can't lose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's.
So now we're going to move on.
Move on.
To the A24 Cinema Collection.
Yeah. So the A24 Cinema Collection,
it's a brilliant idea.
It's a brilliant idea. The packaging is really chic. A24 is one of the chicest
film companies
in the world.
They only produce great movies, pretty much.
Like, name one bad movie, I'll wait. You can't. Yeah. So when I saw that they had candles, I was very intrigued. But I also was not intrigued enough to pull the plug on a purchase because... I just like can't.
They're 48.
They're 48, which is still pretty expensive for like a random candle that you've never smelled before, but you think might be chic, but might not be chic.
Yeah. Well, the packaging.
Did they send you every single one?
They sent me every single candle in the collection because I have a friend there that works there. But friend, if you're listening, we have to be honest with our reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We can't lie to the readers.
Okay, wait. Let's start with horror.
Read each one. Because they have great descriptions.
Horror, leathery, dank, not unsettling, but not settling.
They really want you to be on edge with that.
This does make me feel on edge. I will say
it makes you feel stressed.
Not unsettled, but I'm also not settled.
So this is an accurate description.
I like this one. This is a horror. This is making me feel horrific.
What I like about it too is I could really bring myself to light it during the film. Actually.
Yeah, like I would want to watch a horror.
I want to now.
I'm ready to watch it, like Midsommar.
Or like
Can I have this one? No. Oh, so you're going to give me the shitty ones that you don't want of the A24s?
Fine, you can have it.
Thanks.
Jesus.
Okay. Well, success. I give horror a B plus.
I give it a B plus too.
I love that. Let's move on to Western.
Okay. Where is Western?
It's the light purpley one.
Oh, here.
Okay. Explosive, sweet, jarring.
I like this one.
Is it explosive?
No.
Is it sweet?
No.
Is it jarring?
A little bit. Is that all the description?
Yeah.
It reminds me of sagebrush.
Oh, scent details. Okay, wait. I was just reading. Okay, notes. Fir needle, eucalyptus, saddle leather, firewood, bourbon, vanilla, sweet balsam. Inspiration, boot spurs, campfires, wanted posters, saloon doors, bloody arrows, horses, saddles, guns, in or out of holsters, whiskey glasses on a bar, men walking into sunsets. I feel that vibe.
I like this one.
I like it too.
Okay, I give it also a B plus.
I give it a B plus as well. Okay, horror. The notes are mandarin, clove leaf, cypress, suede, cinnamon bark. Inspiration, fangs, glowing eyes, remote lakeside cabins, foreboding shadows on walls, bloody knives, low angle staircase shots, dilapidated houses silhouetted on a hill, black cats.
Black cats. Let me smell the horror again. I already miss giving this to you. I regret it.
Well, we haven't smelled all of them, so maybe we can make another arrangement.
We'll see.
Western B plus. Okay, thriller number three.
Describe it.
Notes: blood orange, tobacco absolute, Russia leather and metal, clary sage, juniper. Inspiration: fingerprints, ransom notes, cover-up, bundles of dynamite, ticking clocks, police sirens, briefcases of money, binoculars, open windows with a draft coming in, the edges of buildings and cliffs. Let's see what this one says. Unorthodox, roasted. Do you smell roasted?
No, but smoky. It's weird. Smoky, yes.
Metallic.
Yes.
Okay.
I find this one confusing.
Ooh, I like this one. I feel thrilled by it.
It's confusing to me.
I have a headache, immediate migraine, a little bit of a migraine, like a top of the nose, bottom of the forehead migraine.
I love that for a selling point.
But I like that. It's a migraine I'm not mad at. Can I?
I need to know. You can maybe trade it for horror.
No, you don't even like this one.
I'm not sure if I'm. We'll see. This is a B for me. That means I like it.
This is a B plus.
Wow, we've all been B pluses for you. But when is one going to get into the A range?
This is a B plus. This is like, I feel like these candles would make a really good gift for someone.
Yeah.
But I don't know about a personal buy for myself.
Also, none of them blow me out of the water.
None of them are put me in a state of need that I really experience when I have to have a candle. And I think we all know what need feels like.
Yeah.
Like when I was in the Byredo store and I smelled Peyote Poem, my need alert went off and I could not live
any longer
without having a Peyote Poem. And that's just how it was. None of these have ignited the need within.
No.
But I would love to give it to a friend.
Or receive
it as a gift.
Yeah.
Both are great. Okay, let's move on to noir. Velvety.
A little bit.
Dark.
Sure.
A little spicy.
A touch.
Like rose jam.
A bit.
Okay, here are the details. The notes are wild honey, lemon, concrete, amber, jasmine, and vetiver.
This is my favorite one so far.
Sheets of rain hitting pavement at night. A name stenciled on a frosted glass door. Lucky strikes. Face obscuring hats. Tape recorders. Significant glances. Typewriters. The lingering scent of a woman. Wow. Maybe you're not gay.
I give
this
an A minus.
Wow.
But the scent isn't super strong. It's like takes you really burrow your nose in there.
I like this a lot. This is a noir. I feel this vibe.
I also have to say their descriptions and the everything about them makes you get into the feeling of the candle more. It works. It's brilliant
They're
marketing.
Doing good copyright.
Really good.
The copyright game is strong.
If these were arrived to
I
me...
I like this. I wonder if it has a throw.
If these arrived to me unmarked, unbranded, with no description, I wouldn't be rating them this high.
No, I'd be like, you can sell these for maybe $25, $30, but I would look down my nose at that price point. And I wouldn't get it. And I wouldn't interact with them anymore. But now that I know a little bit more.
Yeah. It's a cosign.
They're seducing me.
It's like people that bought the Spacey Casey Boy Smells candle and knew that we warned them that Boy Smells are Y for Yankee. But they didn't care because they needed a Casey Musgraves branded candle.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'm not even curious to smell that.
I would be curious to smell it if someone were to send it to us. I would haul it. But like there's no way, because Boy Smells candles are pretty cheap too, right?
34.
They're like 34. Too much money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay a dollar. No, I would pay. I guess I would pay like a dollar. If I had a loose dollar in my bag, I would give a dollar in return for the Boy Smells candle. But if I didn't, I would not swipe a card for a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Wow, we really never give Boy Smells any credit for anything. I still like their stalker one that's kind of celery-ish.
I really like this noir one, too. That's a really nice one.
What's next?
Next is music or adventure.
Didn't we do adventure?
No.
We did thriller.
Adventure. Number 5.
This is a very familiar scent that a lot of candles have.
Okay, let's see. Hot. Sand?
Sure.
Mayan ruins?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what the adventure notes. Rosemary, Spanish sage, white grapefruit, white thyme, juniper, twig, cedar.
I like this because this is a classic Mediterranean moment, and I love Mediterranean moments.
Desert sandstorms, treasure, torchlights reflected on cave walls, hand-drawn maps with burnt edges, cryptic symbols, swinging vines, machetes, precarious rope bridges. None of that sounds Mediterranean.
But that's a Mediterranean smell.
Ooh, I love this one.
It's good.
This is an A. This is a, I'm feeling a place of need.
It's an A minus for me.
Wow.
Noir and adventure are my favorite so far.
Wow. Wow.
Her eyes are
We have a lot to talk about.
She's going to be she's going to be harassing me for that later, but I don't think I'm going to be giving it up. Unless you want to do a really big trade.
What's that?
We'll talk.
I like to do the trades out in the open. It keeps you honest.
Well, I mean, they can give you things for, what do you have at home?
No, that's not how the trade works. You're always trying to bring outside elements into the inside trade.
Well, you have nothing. Okay, I guess I'll take my saffron back.
No, that's you can't take back something you already traded.
Well, if I'm trading, you have to trade something in return.
Well, you got a bunch of these.
So I need something in return for my trade. Otherwise, it's not trade. It's a give.
Well, I thought you said I'll give you half of the candles.
Oh, no, I didn't say half. I said I'll give you some.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
We'll figure out exactly what's what.
They were sent to me from a friend.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to make her squirm. Okay, and musical, a lot of readers love to see you squirm. People
musical
DM
next.
Me. Okay, here it is. This one's sweet.
We all know how you feel about a sweet.
I don't mind this one, though.
Green. Lovely.
Sure.
Dewy. Watery.
I get leathery.
I don't like a watery is a description for a candle. Unless it's New Field Das. Apothecary Rain.
Yeah.
In which case, let the rain fall down. Notes. Fig leaf. Musk melon. What's a musk melon?
Smell it. I'm handing it over to you.
Pink pepper, rainwater, magnolia, lily of the valley. Ooh, I kind of like this. It's a bit of a headache.
That one's a B minus for me, so you can have that.
Okay, I like that one. It's a springtime.
I don't need that one.
Do you know what happens to me? Like, we started hauling ass, like, in the fall.
Yeah, seasons.
And that was a whole different scent profile. But now that we're getting almost into spring,
I want a five-wick Fleur Fantôme. That's all I want.
My need for floral is going off the fucking charts. And I need Lily of the Valley scented candles. I need floral scents. I need, like, more tomato candles in my life.
Yeah.
And it's a real spring explosion.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you.
Yeah.
So the season of spiritus is winding down.
Mm-hmm. Well, spiritus, I think, can be had at any time.
It can, but I'm transitioning into a pretty pure floral
I'm ready
moment.
For like a spiritus hot summer night of sweaty church sex.
Okay.
But in my apartment.
I got that.
You know what I mean? Okay. Musical inspiration, lamppost, top hat. I already hate this inspiration. I don't even want to read it because it makes me not like it. Yeah. And it reminds me. Was it La La Land A24?
I don't think so.
Pianos, snapping fingers, women dancing in concentric circles, tuxedoed men moving in sync, tap shoes, a black cane with a white tip, giggling around a telephone. Miss me with that description.
I give it a B minus. What did you say?
I give it an A minus.
Wow.
It's giving me a spring floral journey.
That's a real up there bump for you.
But you know what? After I've smelled like 10 candles, you can no longer trust any reviews that I say because I've already gone back and like my opinions on candles that we've hauled have changed. Like,
well, look at my beginning
wildly.
Opinions of Byredo's.
Yeah, like it's ever changing. So you really have to just go with your gut and your own intuition.
Trust us,
but
trust
I would
yourself.
Say this is a springtime candle to me. This is a daytime like Easter candle. It would make a really good Easter gift for your mom or like a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
If your mom is like a boomer who really loves like musicals, which my mom is a boomer who likes musicals. So this could be a really good one for her. Although I will say when my mom was in town right before Christmas and we went to go to Santa Cruz, I had her smell every one of my candles
she
at home.
Them all.
She hated all
She's
of
like,
them.
Ah!
She said, ew. She made a face. She did not. I don't think she liked a single one.
Linda's hard to please.
Her haul would be pretty much F's all around and D's.
Linda's not in.
Okay, let's move on to sci-fi. This could be a real winner for me.
This is one I chose to light already.
Sci-fi. Sheer. Creamy. Ice cold. Alone but at ease. Water lily, wild mint, heliotrope, star anise, witch hazel, ice water. I love ice water as a scent.
Cold.
I love ice water scent. Nitro musk.
Wait, I like this one.
Weightlessness, hyperdrive, mad scientist, an astronaut falling into the infinite void, problems in the mainframe, cryogenic pods, the receding echo of a scream.
I gave this one an A-, and I've lit it already. I enjoy it.
Oh, I like this, too. I like this a lot.
Her face. She's coming from a place of need right now.
I'm getting needy.
You're getting really needy.
I'm getting really needy. Wow.
Is that an A?
That's an A. This is surprising me because I was ready to hate on these candles, but I have to say, I don't know if I've reached a need.
I think you're more of a fan than I am.
I think I am, but I get psychological. I get psyched out when you get a lot of things and then I don't. It makes me need more.
You want it more. So it becomes so much more desirable.
If I can just like separate that, I probably wouldn't like these as much.
But you need
but
them
I can't
so
separate
much.
It. Psychologically,
it
my
fucks
need,
with you.
It fucks with me hard. I'm slowly just stacking them
it's
all
like you
by my
in
side
Paris
of the table.
Needing the Louis Vuitton bag with your siblings.
Yeah.
We told that story, I believe, right?
Did we? Yeah. Hold I mean, on. When I went, my dad took us to Paris in 2005 and we had a shopping day. And then.
It was a birthday gift to your stepmom, right?
The Paris trip was like, she had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. So it was like.
So you were like, I need a Louis Vuitton
bag. It was a cancer trip. And then everyone shopped. But then as people were buying things, I was like, my need is on the rise. And then I settled on a Louis Vuitton like piece of luggage that I needed, but ultimately don't love because it's very uncomfortable to carry. And it was definitely not worth it. Oh. I wish that I had gotten
clothing.
I wish that I'd gotten this like cashmere Jean-Paul Gaultier wrap coat. And I think about that coat all the time. And that was the truest need. And I denied that need in order for something else that I
you
didn't
need to do
actually
a book about
need.
Your needs.
Maybe
the
I will.
History of needs. We're on to the final A24.
Rom-com. I already think I'm going to hate this one. Crisp yet plush. Honeyed.
Honeyed for sure.
Rare and wild.
I wouldn't call it rare.
Wild strawberry. Cardamom. Already you know how I feel. Crushed leaves. Peru balsam. Sandalwood. Dried rose. Rosewood. Clawfoot tubs, breakfast in bed, love triangles, misconnections, makeover montages, fast talking women, a single red rose, walking through Central Park on a brisk fall day. Oh, I actually don't hate
it's
this
not
one.
Bad.
No, it's actually not.
It's like a BB plus for me. I can't decide between B and
does
B.
Does it have throw?
Yeah. They all have average throw, the two that I've lit.
This one's nice.
Because the rose picks the up rose, on it, which is what we all love.
So it's not like a cardamom strawberry.
No, it's not
carousel
a carousel
slap in the face.
No, it's not.
Wow. Okay, I give this a B+.
I give a B+.
Okay. Wow.
So we went through them all. A24. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Congrats on the packaging. Congrats on like so many awards and accolades.
Yeah.
And honestly, congrats on these killer candles.
You're really killing the game in all levels. Yeah. You're firing on all cylinders, and I tip my
also,
hat
I just think this is
you.
An amazing gift for a movie person who might appreciate like a home candle.
Yeah, if
because
you're,
it just like ticks if, the boxes and like soothes people that like know the films, and it like there's like this familiarity of like understanding the company and the films they've made, and then the and being a film buff and the genre descriptions, and like just you could get people would really get a tickle out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a great gift candle.
I think this is a supremely great gift candle.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a break the bank, it's thoughtful, it's fun, it's quirky, unique.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it as a gift.
1000 is a gift.
Yeah, I did not award any of them as an A.
You didn't. Yes, you did. You gave one an A minus.
A minus.
But it got into the
A
range.
But none were a solid A.
None are an A. None.
You did two A's.
I did an A minus.
You did one solid A too.
Which one?
You did sci-fi as an A and the Western as an A, I believe. Whoever's making the spreadsheet, let us know.
Yeah, I don't remember. Things move fast. I can't keep track.
Oh my God, we only have one candle left to review. But we have stuff to talk about.
We have a couple candles left to review.
Two.
Okay, this one is one that I didn't bring over, but I got recently, Diptyque Cypress, and it's good as fuck.
This one is so fucking good, and I feel a place of
need. Are you in a place of need?
Because you have this, and I don't have this. Mm-hmm. And this one's a classic scent that I fucking love. This is an A+ for me, and I need it.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to buy it at some point.
I know. I can tell based on your eyes.
But I then open my candle closet, and I can't justify anymore. I have to burn through.
Something tells me you'll find a way. Ugh, this is so good. I first smelled this in the lobby of the Nomad Hotel, and they had them burning everywhere, and I was like, this is chic. And then I needed to replicate that hotel lobby safety feeling in my own home, and Cypress really does it. Great throw.
Diptyque's a great throw.
Diptyque's great all around. And I forgot to bring Paris and Fleur, but I bought that, and that was a true need. When I saw that was a limited edition, I went straight to Delirium and bought one.
I have a feeling my springtime is going to be me circling back to Diptyque again.
Yeah.
I've had a big sear period. I'm in the middle of a Byredo one, and I need to revisit my...
Tried and true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my Cypress Perfumer H to arrive.
Yeah. Cypress is a straight up A.
I gave it an A+.
Yeah. It's great.
And the final candle. Wait, do you want to read the description of Cypress?
Yeah. Cypress is just a classic. A southern scene. A large grove of cypress trees on a late summer afternoon. Near the tall, slender green trees, the air is fresher and filled with the soft, resinous, almost honeyed accents of their needles. Yes, yes, and thousand times yes.
And you know what? I have like 10 cypress trees in front of my home, mm-hmm. and I live in a place of cypress safety, so I need the scent of cypress to be a little more heavily featured.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need it.
Mm-hmm. It's a full need. It's a woody, cypressy, nature-y, Mediterranean scent.
Salty ocean vibe.
Can't recommend it enough. Too bad, though, it's out of stock on their website. I don't know where you're going to get it. I don't know if it's been discontinued.
No, they would never discontinue that.
You can get it. Oh, it's back ordered everywhere. You can get it at Saks.
So everyone wants Cypress.
Everyone's really clamoring for Cypress. You can get it on Amazon.
For like a $300.
For $81.
I hate the Amazon upcharge.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. It's like, just go to Poshmark.
You could go to Delirium, though. I don't know if it was at Delirium the last time. Mm. Mm. I love it.
It's a really good one. It makes me feel safe. It's a safety candle.
It's a total safety move.
I could see clusters of these being a really important power move for someone.
Oh, yeah. It's a full cluster. I mean, it's a power move for the Nomad Hotel.
Yeah.
They cluster it. There were at least 3 or 4 in the lobby.
I love.
All burning in different locations, and it really made, like, a full evocative...
The Nomad is chic.
...impression on me. Love the Nomad.
We're fans.
Okay, so this brings us to the final candle, and this is a bit of a crossover journey, because on Vanderpump Rules, Stassi Schroeder gifted... someone this candle or brought it somewhere, and she was like, this is my favorite candle, so now your house will smell like me. And then I was like, I need to know what this candle is. Like, I want to know what makes her feel safe and what is her carousel. So then a reader said, it's Toca Bianca, and then sent me one. So I've waited until now to haul it with you.
This, for me, here's the description.
Bianca personifies La Dolce Vita with notes of green tea, lemon, and sugar, the perfect accessory for your home. Uniquely beautiful and richly fragranced with our classic scent, our luxurious hand-poured candle will captivate your senses. It's a $42 candle.
It's fairly large. It's a lot of wax in it. So you're getting a fair amount.
It's a 10 ounce.
Yeah. For me, this immediately makes me feel like I'm in a mall, like, bra outlet.
It's a total mall.
Maybe like a Victoria's Secret scent.
It's a Victoria's Secret scent, for sure.
And I don't like that.
This doesn't...
I don't hate it.
I don't hate this. And that's shocking to me, because I truly thought that her scent profile, it would really disagree with my sensibilities.
Who were the other cast members that bought all the, like, cinnamon toast crunch scented ones, or like
That was like Brittany and Jax. They bought like straight waffled. Up like waffles with whipped cream, like scented candles, and that truly
disgusting.
That's grounds like for a citizen's arrest. I'm about to bang on their door and then arrest both of them, they haul them down to the Valley Village police station and book them.
They need to be booked.
They need to be charged.
Also, the label on those Yankee ones are so ugly. And I love that they're like, buy them all.
They're Bed Bath & Beyond.
They're still ugly. It's a picture of a waffle.
Okay, I'm not mad at this candle. I don't love like the sugary undertones because I don't love a sugar moment in a candle. But
I give it a C+.
I give it a B-. I wouldn't buy it for myself ever, but I will burn it. And it is like a springtime scent.
It's a mall scent.
It's a mall, like Victoria's Secret. Maybe we'll go in H&M and they'll have like one or two cool things that I like. Because I haven't been in there in a long time. And like, I want to just see, and then I'll get a couple deals and I'll be excited about like getting a lot of clothes for really cheap prices.
I just realized that it this reminds entire me of, like, hauling ass episode, I only gave one A.
To what?
Lips. Oh, no, and Cyprus.
Yeah.
I just feel, I feel like I'm leaving this haul. This was not an impressive haul for me. And this, that stresses me out.
To me, this candle, the Tolka candle, reminds me of the Beverly Center.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a mall.
It is the Beverly, but an indoor mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not an outdoor mall.
Not an outdoor mall.
Oh my God, you guys. I feel sad that there's no more candles to review. But we have pressing matters to discuss.
So
you give a little background for people that don't know.
If you don't know by now, I'm happy to get you in the know. And I have some great resources for you to delve even further into the know of what's going on. So basically, my friend Tracy Egan Morrissey has spent a while now documenting a bunch of inconsistencies in interviews that Jameela Jamil has given about her various ailments, illnesses, diseases, allergies, bee attacks, car accidents, falls.
Didn't she break her
and
butt?
And more. Yeah. Oh, a broken butt.
Cancer.
And more. Cancer.
Twice.
So
cancer.
Basically, Tracy went through all of Jameela's old interviews.
Which there's a lot of.
There's a lot of them. And then just found a lot of inconsistencies where it's like,
you said
this one time, but then you immediately contradicted yourself here. So basically painted a picture, which looks pretty accurate. Not even painting, because she's just taking her own words.
See, there's no bias here because it's just going off of what Jameela has said.
Yeah, like the words that came out of her own mouth.
Yeah, like sure, it's, it has a lol poke, like can you believe someone would do this? But there's nothing she's speculating about. It's all documented by Jameela.
Yeah.
She made her own grave.
She basically was saying, like, came to the conclusion that Tracy is kind of not backpedaled, but like specified on. So she basically was like, oh, she has Munchausen's. Then as she looked more into it, was like, really, it's somatic symptom disorder, where you like blow up your own medical symptoms for like attention. Yeah. And you just like make them worse than they really need to be. And I know a lot, I have people very close to me in my life that do this exact thing.
I've met people that do this.
Yeah.
And it's one of my pet peeves.
And get,
I
like,
hate it.
They get unnecessary surgeries.
Or attention.
Attention, but it's more about, I think, being sick as an identity.
Yeah.
And like a way to like get out of doing stuff. It's, I think, a very real personality disorder.
Yes, and we have the personality disorder book upstairs we can go through.
And so basically Tracy was just like, this is wild that she said all this, and like, here are the facts. Like, here's what she said. Then it blew up into like a whole...
Because it went viral.
It went semi-viral. And now Jameela has clapped back and said, like, how dare you? Like,
Jameela? Okay, so this is the thing. If Jameela had just said, you know what? I'm like, I realize now that I like blew a couple things up out of proportion. I was like kind of going some weird shit. Like, I made some mistakes. Like, my bad. Like, drop it. Or just said actually nothing. That's the other option.
Yeah.
She said nothing like did a small cop. Then I probably would have never paid any attention to this again. I just would have been like, that's weird.
It would have been
like,
over.
I would have been like, that's weird and lame. But the fact that she doubled, tripled, quadrupled down with the most paper-thin excuses of just like, well, actually, my car accident was here and 3 years earlier, I saw a bee. And then Mark Ronson's like, it was one bee, not a swarm of bees. And then she doubles down, being like a victim again, being like, this stalker is trying to come after me. Women tearing down women once again.
Yeah.
And it's just such a ploy for like, we get it, Jamila, we're with you. And it's just so transparent to me and obvious and just full of shit that it drives me insane.
And she's trying to claim that Tracy is accusing her of faking Ehlers-Danlos syndrome or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But she's never actually said that. She just said that a lot of times in cases of Munchausen's, can be a red flag for actually having Munchausen's. But no one has ever said, no, you don't have this disease. Yeah. And if
she does... People have said, no, you don't have cancer.
Yeah.
And which is a big one to lie about, by
so yeah, she's wins babe of the year so far because, as we all know, cancer fakers are maybe the ultimate babes. And I think that she's edging into cancer faker territory.
Did you see the video of her like falling somewhere? And then she describes the fall. It was on film. She describes the fall as like having like broken nose, broken butt. But then the segment that she was filming goes on. She's sitting there lolling next to the other
person.
She
said she had a broken elbow, broken tooth that she glued back in and never got fixed. So she's just had a tooth glued into her gum, I guess.
Super glue?
I don't know. She's never fixed it, though. She glued it back in. She broke 3 ribs, an elbow, a tooth. Like, and had a concussion.
Yeah, she loves a concussion.
She's had more concussions than an NFL football player. That is tough. If true, I feel for her, because that would be really tough. And that would explain why she lies about all this other stuff, because she has brain damage. So I think there's some truth in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's something in there.
But I think that she's gone above and beyond the call of duty.
Way above and beyond.
And really is attention grabbing for anything she can get.
Did you see the image of her in a press conference with iced peas on her face?
Yes.
That
was after
me.
A dental surgery that didn't, she didn't have to fix the tooth that she'd glued back in. It was other teeth.
Imagine the level of attention you need to do a full blown press conference photo shoot with a bag of iced peas on your face. That is so attention.
I wish that she would just be like, you know what, guys, an actress.
Yeah.
And
I'm high maintenance.
I'm high maintenance and really, really needy. And sometimes I just need a lot of attention. So I do whatever.
I would literally
I'd be like, okay, I love you. Thank you for being honest about that, because I think a lot of actresses are like that in their own way. They might not be doing it with like physical ailments, but they do it in like a lot of other ways.
I love how she can't decide if she's a model or not. Mm-hmm. She's sometimes a model, sometimes she's not a model.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Just depends on what.
Sometimes
day
she's
it
a
is.
Model agent.
Yeah.
I love that too. Sometimes she's an agent for models.
But I think it goes, I think her mom has a lot of these symptoms as well.
She does,
so it's like
the
a
list
family.
All the diseases.
It's a family.
It's a family thing. Also, we have inside information from someone who knows her very well, who confirmed all of this. And that's all the details on that. But this is such a reliable source that there's no way that I believe basically any of it, that I now know for fact.
I think
most of this is a bunch of bullshit.
If you read through from just a totally like unbiased perspective, it's really hard to come out on Team Jamila. It's really
I have
hard.
Seen a couple of people on the message boards come swinging for Jamila's, like be on Team Jamila's. I'm always TBD on the reasoning behind it. It's a lot of people saying that hidden illnesses are being made fun of or something.
I think that there are a lot of people that suffer from chronic illness, and I have a lot of empathy for that struggle.
Huge.
Because it seems like the ultimate troll.
I'm not complaining.
I can't pretend to know what it's like to have chronic illness. So I feel, but I don't think that your girl Jamila is a good representation for the chronic illness community, because I think she's lying about a lot of stuff. And that, to me, if I did have chronic illness, I wouldn't want someone
that's
doing the like
awareness.
Stereotypical, like the thing that people with chronic illness are always like, is that people are gaslighting me and saying that I'm lying about all this stuff when it's really real. I think that you would want someone that's not lying to be kind of your ambassador for chronic illness. She's really doing a dirty on the whole chronic illness.
It's not
community.
A service to in herself my, or anyone.
In my opinion, as someone that doesn't have chronic illness, maybe if you do have chronic illness, you're like, wow, my queen Jamila does it again, bringing a lot of awareness. And I don't care if she's lying. I don't know. I would love to know actually from any readers that have chronic illness, like how you take this. If you think Jamila is like telling the truth about everything and that she's like a good spokesperson for your struggle.
Bee attacks.
Yeah.
The swarms of
bees. She seems to continually be getting attacked by bees.
On the side of a car, lots of car accidents, which is the most realistic of them all.
Yeah.
But
I have fallen a lot in my life and I've had accidents of like I basically had a third degree sprain in my ankle, almost a torn ligament from like getting scared of a moth and trying to like run away. And then I fell and broke my ankle practically. And that was awful. And that was like a Jamila kind of like accident. With Jamila,
that's now what I'm gonna like when weird accidents that seems just frivolous ridiculous. We're gonna call it a Jamil.
I fell off the treadmill. I fell off a treadmill a year and a half ago, and that was a really Jamila moment. Like I hurt my knee pretty badly. I think I like hurt my shoulder, but like I went into physical therapy, and I've like been trying to heal. Like it's not like my identity.
To like constantly have to like tweet about it and be like, oh my god, like
but maybe
like,
she's making it for attention that she didn't get as a child. Maybe she needs to be like, she needs to be coddled and like have
something,
someone
there's some sort of trauma
tend
there.
To her and make sure she's okay, and it's a way that she gets love or something.
I feel like
love.
I've had Lyme my whole life. I should have been using every time I get sick or anything happens to me, I should be like, it's Lyme flare up.
Did you have a Lyme? Did Lyme flare ups?
The thing about Lyme is it's so many different symptoms that like you could make the case for like random depression or like so many random things to be that. But like, no, I never had a flare up. I just am positive for it. And like, I don't really know concretely of like a Lyme flare up. Like my mom had like a swollen leg for 3 months, but
yeah.
But I mean,
but
like, I feel like
for everyone.
I feel like you could really lean into that and just constantly be like, oh, my Lyme again. You could
I mean,
just be hungover.
Justin
I could
Bieber,
be hungover and be like, oh, the Lyme.
Well, that's a real move. I think Justin Bieber is using his Lyme to mask his drug addiction.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's the most recent celeb that's come out and been like, wow, I've really been battling Lyme. And so that's been the biggest problem in my life.
I love that he's going for Pete Davidson drug look.
Yeah.
He really is following
suit. That's a real male beauty trend that's taken off in recent months.
Yeah.
It's like a strung out.
But actually be strung out.
Yeah.
So it's true to words, at least.
It's kind of like a Zayn Malik, Justin Bieber, Pete Davidson vibe is like.
Does Zayn go strung out?
I have a theory about Zayn. I think that he's very strung out. I think that Gigi Hadid is his drug beard, essentially.
Oh my god.
That like,
are they dating?
Yeah, they've been on and off for years, but they're like most recently back on. They're never really pictured together except if they're like coming and going from one of their like apartment buildings.
Love.
But I think that they are in a fake relationship. I think to make it look like he's not struggling with drug addiction.
Wow.
Is my theory.
Well, I hope they get better. And I hope Jamila gets better.
I hope that it would be cool if she could just be honest, but I think that
she's dug in so deep. She's not going
really
to.
Deep.
She got her boyfriend to say
this
something.
This is a real Jesse
she got James
Smollett.
Blake, she got James Blake to fully make like issue a statement about it.
Well, yeah, but I think that if you're dating someone, they're hopefully team you.
I don't know how you could see past that. It does have Jesse Smollett.
Well, maybe he's a real caretaker and he likes having a sick girlfriend that he can always take care of.
That's
true. a real vibe.
I heard more, but I'm not going to go into talking about their relationship.
Well, we can talk about it offline.
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
I just
sending a lot of healing vibes to Jamila.
I want Jamila to get better on all levels. With all her ailments and her mental health.
It's actually fucked up that she's painting bees in such a bad light. Because bees are...
Don't really run to attack you.
I don't think that there are killer bees in California. I think that
North
they're
America.
Mostly in
there
Africa.
There might be in Texas. There might be some in Texas I've heard about.
But I think they're... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe I'll Google it right now, but I thought killer bees were like more of an African
I once jumped
thing.
On a hornet's nest and got like 19 stings.
Do you know I've never been stung by a bee?
Love.
I've been stung by a wasp and that took me out. But like a bee, I don't even know if I'm allergic. I assume that I probably am slightly allergic to bees.
I get really welty and then it itches for days.
Yeah. And I that's what happens with mosquitoes, but I have really intense histamine reactions.
You don't want to get
but
stung.
But I don't want to get stung by a bee. And
stick
I
with Janiels.
And I
or
really,
maybe don't stick with Janiels.
I understand her bee terror because too have had bee terror, and I've had to really train myself out of a place of bee scared, because bees are our friends. They help pollinate flowers.
And they're actually having a hard time right now.
They're having globally. A really huge struggle. And the bees last thing bees reads. Needed was Jamila to come out of the woodwork and paint them in a monstrous light.
This is
light.
Not what the bees need right now.
I'm a bee rights activist.
I'm standing with the bees.
I'm a spokesperson for bees.
This is sad for bees. I hope she issues an apology to bees.
Yeah. And like the bee community. I hope she does some work with beekeepers.
There are so many things that I hope for her.
Yeah.
But we're just going to see TBD what her next... Because I don't think she's done doubling down on this.
That's no, I don't think so.
I don't think she's going to let this sit and slide. Judging by the amount of like over
I think this sharing, is ongoing. Tweeting,
it's going to be ongoing, getting the boyfriend to write about it.
Well, she's and gotten a lot of press about it too. So I think that tabloid. She's calling like tabloids or getting them involved to like...
She and was some DMing them, with your friend Tracy for 7 hours.
Yeah, and so Tracy had a Patreon episode where she read all the DMs and posted them, but now there are a lot of them are on the Daily Mail, so I think that either Jamila or someone, a journalist, is in her Patreon putting all the content like on the tabloids.
Love.
But I'm here for Tracy, just literally, I think it would be different. It's not like she's making anything up. She literally is taking direct quotes. She curated
direct quotes.
And a timeline of them. Yeah. To show that they're not adding up to each other.
I would love for Jamila to put a timeline that exonerates her. If you can get the quotes, I'm ready to listen.
I'm just like, I'm fascinated by liars who just like continue to lie, like cannot tell a truth.
They love to lie.
They it's love to
ongo,
lie.
Never stop
they
lying.
Lie about lying.
She seems to me like someone that might lie about like pointless stuff. Like I saw that movie or like, oh, vanilla is my favorite flavor ice cream. They're just like point where you're like, what is the point of this lie? She seems like she might just love to lie.
And some people in their 30s, and I've experienced this like in tangential like friend group people, you find out that like someone you know is like a total liar and con artist. And then
it's upsetting.
It's shocking because you'll remember conversations you had with them. And then you're like, wow, that whole conversation was a lie. Like they just fully blatantly lied to my face in like a long conversation.
I try to keep liars at bay.
Yeah, I tend to not.
I have some relatives that are extreme liars.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had friends in the past that are extreme liars.
Yeah.
I've lied, but I wouldn't call myself an extreme liar.
No.
Not like this.
No. I really try to be honest pretty much 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, I've lied about like hooking up with someone in the past with exes and stuff. That's the kind of like lie where it's like, no, nothing happened.
I think of like a long lie. I tend to not lie.
But a long game lie? I've never had a long game lie.
No.
Like a long narrative, like endless, like months and months. Like basically a story created that you have to then own for eternity.
And the thing with lying.
Unless you want people to know how insane you are.
Yeah. The thing with lying is that when you're telling the truth, there's no way to like not tell the truth because it's a true thing that happened to you. You remember details about it. You retell the story and it's the same story. When you're lying, it's not true. So unless you're truly like the best at remembering every detail of the lie you told, the next time you tell the story, you're gonna, and I think we've just seen proof that Jamila is not a great liar.
She's not a great liar. She forgets the things she said.
Yeah, she's forgetting what she's full lied years, about.
Full injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the area of the body that was affected
I love
switches,
adding
migrates.
Injuries on top of injuries that you've already had later.
That you've lied about.
Yeah.
Just deciding to make the lie a bigger lie and just like embellish it and throw some more in.
But also what's interesting...
I'd like a doctor's report. I'd like a full body scan.
I mean, I'm sure that... I think people that suffer from like somatic symptom disorder probably have like loads of medical files because it's like part of the
She's
identity.
Burning hers right now.
I think you can... much very similar to Munchausen's, you can get a lot of medical files that support all the
claims.
Yeah, that's like part of it, is that you go see doctors, you get diagnosed with all these different symptoms, and then it just builds, so you have like a huge medical file of everything that's ever been wrong with you, and then that becomes proof that everything you're saying is true.
It's just really fascinating to me. And but, I just have a thing with these type of liars where I really feel like they need to be taught a lesson. And that's why I'm slightly relishing in this gossip story.
Yeah.
Because I really have like a strong distaste for people that fake cancer or like embellish diseases for sympathy, even if it's coming from a place of like mental health hurt, which I'm sure it is. I have a hard time, especially with the doubling down.
Yeah. I have a lot tripling of just down. Fascination at the mentality where any sort of illness or injury becomes your entire identity or becomes like a big part of your identity.
It's like, what's that, the act?
And I think that's because I never want to be perceived as weak.
Yeah.
And so I'm never really one to like broadcast a lot of that kind of stuff aside from like telling like a funny story or whatever, but I'm more of someone that will like suffer in silence because I wouldn't want someone to think like, oh, I'm a weak, hurt, broken person. And I'm not saying that that's like the right way to approach it, mm-hmm. but it's just like I'm way more someone to like downplay any sort of discomfort or anything because I don't want to be perceived as like a complainer or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think the healthiest is probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But like the oversharing and the need to have like a lot of validation for what you're going through on like a physical injury or like illness is
it's a wild ride.
But on top of that, the illnesses that aren't necessarily even true is very wild to me. And I'm fascinated by the psychology that's behind that.
I know. I mean, I would love to like start leafing through the DSM with you.
So,
which we might do in the bonus app.
Yeah. But anyways, it's a really wild ride. You should go check out Tracy's Instagram and Tracy her
Morrissey.
Patreon.
Morrissey?
Yeah. Tracy Egan Morrissey. If you want bonus episodes of Babe, you can find them at patreon.com/babepodcast. You should follow Ed at edrosti on Instagram. Follow me at Lars Marie. Ed, thank you for hauling.
We had to haul.
And we're going to haul more stuff.
Yeah.
And
I can't wait for a Sear executive to get in contact with us.
We really need to get in touch with Sear.
I need to get a direct line to Perfumer H because I need to try them all. But I can't do a 150 candle. I just can't. And they're average size.
180 or 150. Wild.
For an average size candle.
But also, I want to say
my expectations are high.
Where you were at, or where you're currently at with like Byredo being your number one, that's where I'm currently at with Sear. I'm a true Sear head, and nothing is better than a Sear.
I was a Sear head in the fall, and then I went into Byredo zone in January.
But yeah, I'm just excited to see what maybe other candles that are out
perfumer
there.
H head.
You might be. Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
You guys,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. If you have any sort of communication that you want to relay to us, any thoughts, feel free to write babepodcast@gmail.com. I love hearing from you, and until next time,
bye.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.